Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this evening. My favorite Jerseyite, is that even a word? I'm not sure. Bobby Blitz from Overkill, how are you?
Jackie, Jerseyite is a word now. That's all that matters. From this moment on, for sure it's a word. Good to have New Jersey in the house. Good to be one of my favorite DJs in the whole world.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy to have you on the show. Obviously excited about this upcoming record, White Devil Armory, new record from Overkill. Bobby, Overkill is one of few bands like Motorhead and AC/DC with remarkable musical consistency. How is that consistency shown most on White Devil Armory?
Well, I mean, that is some good company you're putting us in right there. I don't even know if I can justify that with an answer. But I do know that, you know, the Overkill philosophy is we are what we are. I suppose that's like Popeye, isn't it? Or I am what I am. But in any case, to know what we are, there is no identity crisis. And I think that we were, you know, we were put here, this lineup gelled, we make good thrash, and that's kind of what we continue to do. So I think that there's where your consistency or your longevity comes from, is that non-identity crisis and, let's say, that workmanship, blue-collar effort from record to record.
Let's check out a new song from the upcoming Overkill album, White Devil Armory, which comes out July 22nd. This is Armorist on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us tonight. White Devil Armory comes out on July 22nd. Bobby, White Devil Armory, it's the band's 17th studio album. What can we hear on this one that best reflects your ability as a master craftsman songwriter?
Oh, I like that. You know, what I hear on this record, and I can only compare it to what's recently been done by us, you know, there seems to be a healthy scene going on out there. There seems to be, you know, a high acceptance of this type of metal right now. So I think that we're kind of exploiting it. You know, we're in that, taking advantage of that opportunity. And the difference between this and, let's say, the last one is that I think we've dusted off a few more of the tools that we've acquired over the years, whether it be that kind of half-speed, pounding approach, whether it be that new wave of British heavy metal or traditional heavy metal, whether it be that punk rock that Dee Dee and I grew up on in the New York, New Jersey area when we were kids. So you put that all together and use the pecking order as thrash, as that number one element in the pecking order. I think you're going to have more of an eclectic record from us this time. You're going to be able to see more of the influences and characteristics that make the band, as opposed to just one or two.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us tonight. Quick break still to come. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Also, the Death Clock, brutal pick of the week. Going to be premiering new music from Within the Ruins. More with Bobby coming up after this. That was Suicide Silence with Don't Die off the band's new CD. It's first with Eddie of All Shall Perish. The album You Can't Stop Me comes out on July 15th. The band is out on the Mayhem Festival this summer. It's Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill on our special 4th of July weekend edition of the show. The new Overkill album, White Devil Armory, will be out on July 22nd. And Bobby, Overkill music is forceful, unrelenting. It empowers listeners with an almost tangible sense of power. How similar is their adrenaline rush to the feeling you get roaring into the microphone?
You know, I'll tell you, I've been chasing this high since probably standing on a stage in New Jersey, you know, over 30 years ago. I mean, it is the highest high, and I think that that becomes the attraction to it. So it's almost like trying to relive it, but never getting to that first one, and that's why you continuously chase that first high for this amount of time. So the fullest attraction to me, or the largest motivation, is being able to roar into that microphone, stand on the stage, etc. And it's one of the things I'm probably most proud of, is that we present Overkill, you know, in 2014, much like we did at the beginning, with as much energy as possible, jammed into the shortest amount of time, and try to make that explosion happen. So it is the high that attracts me to it, and it is that roaring into the mic.
Full Metal Jackie still to come tonight. Josta's weekly pick from the pit, our Within the Ruins premiere, and more with Bobby Blitz from Overkill. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us on the show tonight. The new Overkill album, White Devil Armory, comes out on July 22nd. And Bobby, what's the secret to staying vibrant and relevant through metal's ongoing evolution and other changes in musical trends?
You know, it's a good question because I think it's about paying attention. Still following your own path, but paying attention to what's going on. So if you're paying attention, you're learning. If you're learning, you're relevant. I think that if you stop learning, we're really talking about what was as opposed to what is. And, you know, this may apply to metal, but I think in reality, this applies across the board to anything you're doing, whether you're a DJ, whether you're a factory worker, an attorney, an accountant, or a truck driver. I mean, if you're learning and trying to improve yourself, I think that that's where your relevancy comes from. So it's about keeping the eyes and the ears open, applying what you learn, let's say, to your own path or your own life. And that's where relevancy or current day value comes from.
Full Metal Jackie, music from Metallica, and more with Bobby Blitz coming up. My Dying Bride and the Forever People. Also heard Islander. They're part of the Mayhem Festival this summer. It's Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us, talking about White Devil Armory, which comes out July 22nd. Bobby, what do you hope up-and-coming bands take from Overkill's long-standing commitment to metal excellence?
Well, I'd like them to say, geez, when we played with those guys, they buried us. that's about as simple as it is. I mean, I love the competitive nature, you know, so I never think in terms of, oh, you could learn this from me or you could learn that from me. I go in saying, hey, you're a great dude. I like the fact that you're doing a similar style of music that we're doing, but I'm here to win this. And I think that, you know, somewhere with that attitude comes the relevance we talked about in the last answer or last question, is that if you go in to win it, you're probably going to get good results most of the time. So competition, the winners in this competition are the people that listen to this music. So that's one of the things that I like very much about this. So I don't know what they're going to take from it, but I hope they do say, God, those guys were hard to compete against.
Full Metal Jackie, we've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Bobby Blitz from Overkill next. Full Metal Jackie with New Dragon Force. That was The Game off their album Maximum Overload, which will be out on August 19th. Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us tonight. Bobby, tell us about the Overkill tour plans for the summer and beyond.
Well, we're doing Heavy MTL in Montreal, one of the best North American festivals I've ever been involved in. This is our third time there. We're doing quite a lineup this year. It's really a wet dream for a thrash person. I mean, it's there's Slayer, there's Exodus, there's Anthrax, there's Overkill, there's Metallica, you know, and the list goes on and on. It's a two-day festival. We'll be playing on the Metallica Day on the 9th. After this, we start the U.S. tour. We'll be hitting Prog Power in Atlanta on that tour. We're going to be the token thrash band on a progressive metal festival. We're picking up Prong through the tour to finish some of the U.S. And then very soon thereafter, Overkill and Prong head over to Europe for kind of that 1-2 continental punch over on the other side of the Atlantic. This should bring us up into November, pushing Christmas, December. After this, Central America and South America is going to happen. Then a second U.S. and European tour. So we're kind of blocked out time all the way up until next April at this point.
Awesome. Well, congrats on this upcoming new record. Looking forward to hearing more. And Bobby, thank you so much for taking the time and being on the show. And I hope to see you real soon.
Jackie, always a pleasure.
Full Metal Jackie, more metal on the way.